In a speech to Hispanic voters in late 2010, Obama referred to his critics and opponents as enemies to be punished. Since he became president, Obama's administration has demonized everyone from Tea Party members to radio talk show hosts and his Department of Homeland Security, even officially designated constitutionalists, pro-lifers, Christians, Second Amendment proponents, and returning military veterans as potentially dangerous extremists and possible domestic terrorists. Such bizarre moral inversion is to be expected. If you're in the grip of evil but see yourself as good, you will demonize the truly good, seeing them as evil. That's how evil works. Now, there is so much more. If I were to share with you today the rest of the story, you might have to run to the bathroom because it is almost overwhelming. And by the way, considering the so-called issue of the birther, that is, that Barack Obama was not constitutionally qualified under the United States of America's Constitution to sit as the President of the United States, did you know that he himself was the ultimate and first birther because for 16 years he claimed he was born in Kenya? His wife is also talked about, my Kenyan husband. Thanks for joining us. Viewpoint does determine destiny. It's going to determine yours and the destiny of this country. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. All liars will have their place in the lake that burns with fire.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney. And we're going to be talking about why America is different than other countries, why we have a unique and wonderful country here that's worthwhile trying to save. Now, basically, every other nation in the world, you certainly have an all-powerful government that really controls and regulates the individuals. And in most of those countries, they provide for the people from the cradle to the grave. And here in America, of course, we had just the opposite. We had a system where the power of the government was limited so that the federal government could not provide for the people, because our founding fathers realized that a government that could provide for the people would soon be taken over and be utilized to control the people. And any government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have, because government has no money other than what it takes from one group and gives to another group. And that, of course, is the foundation of socialism. Well, basically, increasingly through the years, over the last 50 years since I was a boy, why the attitudes have changed. Our schools are used to indoctrinate our youth in socialism and the idea that we can trust our government and our government will should take care of us. And if there are people who are poor, why government should take care of them. And do you want people to starve to death on the streets? And basically, it has nothing to do with that. We've always had local charities and local ability to take care of people, provide medical care. But that's all been destroyed by those who want a fascist society. They want all power in Washington, D.C., because it's much harder to control 50 individual states than one centralized government where you can bribe all of the congressmen there. Remember, the congressmen in Washington, D.C., They don't get the same medical care we do. They have a special medical care. They don't get the same Social Security benefits. They have special retirement benefits for the congressmen. And a lot of those congressmen go to Washington, D.C. very poor, and they come back very, very wealthy. We've got the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. Not all of them, or a few of them are honest, but so many of them can be bribed in one means or another. But that's the way governments always work. And what we need to do, of course, is get people to understand that freedom is never free. Any government that said they can provide for you from the cradle to grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And unfortunately, only about 60% of the American people still believe in freedom. 40% of them are dedicated to socialism. They think that they're willing to give up any amount of their freedom as long as they're going to be taken care of. Without realizing that eventually, of course, they're going to lose their freedom and they're not going to be taken care of because Social Security is going to collapse, Medicare is going to collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, there isn't the money there. They know there isn't the money. Our national debt is not $16 trillion. It's about $81 trillion. They're lying to us, and so they're going to have to create another war here very, very soon to justify, of course, the collapse. And then they'll say, gee, it wasn't our fault. It wasn't socialism that failed. It was that free enterprise system. Well, without further ado, Pastor David Whitney, you take over and let's get your get into the background of our amazing Constitution that used to be the bulwark of our freedom, and yet most people are never taught it today in schools because the last thing the educational establishment wants is for people to understand the difference between freedom and socialism. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be on your show. And indeed, our founders were wise in structuring a form of government that would preserve liberty, individual liberty. And we need to recognize that individual liberty comes with risk. And that is, you have the risks that you can take in business to succeed or to fail. And it's nobody's responsibility to see that you succeed. And if you fail, it's all on your own head. So
that hold that risk. Thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and David simply is talking about our Constitution. It was written, it was permanent, it cannot be changed except by the amendment process, and we've had 26 different amendments to the Constitution. But, of course, our founding fathers knew what they meant. Now, there's a fascist element within our society. Some people, of course, want an all-powerful government because they can make a lot of money. Other people, of course, want a fascist government because they want to be able to control people. And then, of course, there's a group that wants to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And that's really what's going on today. That's why we have our troops stationed all throughout the world. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations. We spend more money on our military than almost all the other countries in the world put together. We have between 800 and 900 foreign military bases. What's this all about? There is a little group of evil people who certainly can trace their origins back hundreds of years. And their goal has always been to use the financial and military power of America to bring about this world government. They call it globalism. They call it creative destruction. That's where we have to destroy the old society to bring in this wonderful new utopia under the control of the ruling elite. This is not imaginary. Go up on the internet and look up the word creative discussion, destruction. In fact, the best thing you can do is simply go to Google and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. And Alan will tell you exactly what it's about. We've got to destroy the old system so we can bring in this wonderful globalist society that he and the other members of the elite want. David, you go right ahead because, of course, these people have violated their oaths of office. They're traitors. They should be tried for treason. They send our boys over to seas and fight and bleed and suffer and die, but their boys don't go over. They don't go over. They send other people to go over and fight in no-win wars all throughout the world as we finance and establish dictatorships throughout the world, always in the name of establishing democracy. And we're preparing for another war, ladies and gentlemen. Are you prepared to have your children and your grandchildren fight another senseless war? It's coming with the Middle East. And, of course, that'll be followed by increasing domestic financial strains at home as our whole economy begins to collapse. And the answer, ever more power to Washington, D.C. David, go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, when our founders structured this form of government, they recognized centralizing all power in the federal government in Washington, D.C. was extremely dangerous, and they structured several different methods by which they would prevent that from happening. Everybody's no doubt heard about the three branches of government that are supposed to serve as checks and balances against one another, but they also structured four levels of government, not just the federal, but then the state and the county and even the local down to a local town, that each of these levels of government were to jealously guard their powers that they had in their realm, their jurisdiction. They were to jealously guard it to prevent any of the other jurisdictions from violating it. So the sheriff, for example, is the most powerful law enforcement official in his jurisdiction. Not the FBI, not the DEA, not the EPA, or not even the IRS goons that come into a county. It's the sheriff. And if the sheriff is told by the people he must defend them against unconstitutional actions on the part of the IRS or the DEA or any other federal alphabet soup agencies, then if he does his job defending the people from unconstitutional actions, they will be secure. They will be secure from the tyranny in their jurisdiction. So they wisely structured four levels of government as well as three branches of government, all to be checks and balances against one another, to prevent tyranny from coming into the hands of any one person or any group of people. And so when we've studied in the past couple of months the restrictions that our Constitution places on our federal government. First, the permission of what we have given them permission to do. Federal government only has permission that we, the people, have given it in terms of actions it can take in our society. Article 1, Section 8 lists 18 things. These are the things we have permitted them to do. It immediately follows with Article 1, Section 9. Here's the 8 things we have said they cannot do. 18 things they can do, 8 things they must not do. We prohibit them from doing these eight things. And then we move to Article 1, Section 10, which is our the limitations upon the state's authority, the state's powers. These are powers that the state, by entering into this compact, this Constitution, they were saying, we are going to surrender this power that we had prior as a sovereign state. We're still a sovereign state, but, for example, the very first thing that states may not do that enter into this compact, they may not enter treaties or alliances or confederations with other countries. The only treaty-making power is in the Senate, and the President and the Senate together make those treaties and alliances and confederations with other countries. We don't have one state forming an alliance with one country and another state with a different country and all of that confusion. We have said that is one function that is best in the hands of the central government in Washington, D.C. The second thing that states may not do, according to Article 1, Section 10, is that they may not grant letters of mark and reprisal. It's a term that's often not well understood or not familiar with most people. It's the idea that if there is an attack against our country, either directly or at sea, you know, attack on shipping and so on, if there's an attack that's not a government, in other words, another government hasn't declared war on us, maybe it's a pirate ship, an independent, not representing any government of any country, but just independently attacking our shipping and stealing from it. The Congress can grant letters of mark and reprisal to say, we recognize there's a pirate out there in the Mediterranean Sea, and we grant privateers, that is, ship captains, they and their consortium of people who own that ship has been granted this letter that they can go and attack that specific target, that pirate in the Mediterranean who's doing these evil, unconstitutional, ungodly and things against the laws of nature and nature's God. So that's the proper response when a non-governmental group attacks these United States. And that's what Ron Paul said would be the appropriate response after 9/11. Yeah, if we truly were attacked by some guy wearing a turban hiding in a cave in Afghanistan, then the proper response, the constitutional response, was that Congress would grant letters of mark and reprisal to privateer groups who desire to go and attack and capture or kill the target, specific target, and would do so basically asking permission of the government of Afghanistan to enter their country, promising them we're not going to attack anybody but this specific target. And that's the safe way to deal with pirates or terrorists or non-governmental entities that are doing actions against us, terrorism or war.
And that, of course, gets us back to Osama bin Laden. Why did we send all those troops over there to get this one man, Osama bin Laden? Why not send over a team of special forces? And basically, if you study Osama bin Laden, I have a book pointing out that we had at least 11 opportunities to capture or kill Osama bin Laden before the 9/11 attack. And on every instance, the government had intervened and prevented efforts to either capture or kill Osama bin Laden. And then, of course, after the 9/11 attack, when he was in the Tora Bora Mountains, why, of course, our special forces could have gotten him. And they wouldn't allow them to go after them. I've certainly interviewed authors who actually talked to the special forces who were there, and they were prevented from getting Osama bin Laden because, after all, we even have an article out of the Washington Times that says, look, we don't want to get Osama bin Laden. This is a government official. If we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify this war? Our goal is not Osama bin Laden first. Our goal is Osama bin Laden last. Otherwise, we couldn't possibly justify the coming war. We still have that clipping from the Washington Times immediately after our forces were deployed over there. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole war has been phony, and every American who died, of course, certainly died unnecessarily. We've accomplished absolutely nothing other than to expend $1 trillion. And George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the other members of the Brotherhood of Darkness and the secret societies who took us into this unnecessary war, first of all in Afghanistan and then in Iraq, should be tried for treason, because they are parts of secret societies and organizations that are using America's financial and military power to bring about a world government, and they're planning on another war. And where's the outcry from our leaders, from our media? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Go right ahead, David.
That's because they're part of the same problem. So the states in Article 1, Section 10 say that's a duty the federal government has. That's the duty that Congress can grant letters of marque and reprisal, but we as the states, as part of this union, will not do so. It's not our task to declare war. Now, the third thing on the list, that, by the way, there's 12 things in Article 1, Section 10, 12 things that are limitations upon state authority, a dozen there. The third is that the states say they will not issue money, that is print paper money or even mint coins. And also that they will only accept gold and silver in payment for debt. That is, if money is owed to state governments, they will say the only way you can discharge your debt to this state government is by gold or silver. And there's a real important reason why they made these decisions regarding the monetary policy of the Constitution. They had experienced terrible inflation and terrible recession under the Articles of Confederation, exactly because not only states, but the federal government could print fiat money, that is, paper money, backed by nothing, basically creating money out of thin air. Federal government printed these pieces of paper called continentals, and they became so worthless, less than a penny on the dollar. The phrase still exists to our day, worthless as a continental. They said, we will not allow that to happen again. Our new Constitution will prevent that by only allowing hard money, gold and silver, to be the constitutional means of exchange.
Because, of course, they understood that the banking system was a means of transferring power, certainly from the people and from the people's government, to a small elect group. It had happened many times before. They didn't want it to happen here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, I guess, is Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. And David is simply talking about our monetary system, which is built entirely on fraud. Initially, our money was to be backed by gold and silver, but little bit by little bit, this evil group of people within the financial industry has gradually, of course, done away with, first of all, with gold and then with silver. And, of course, you remember Jack Kennedy actually wanted to get us back to a silver-backed currency. You remember what happened to Jack Kennedy, and I'm not being facetious. I'm being very, very realistic. Jack Kennedy was killed. He was not killed by the lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald. Was immediately killed by a man named Jack Ruby. And I heard Jack Ruby's description of why he killed Lee Harvey Oswald. He said he saw this great big street sign that said "Impeach Earl Warren." It was a John Birch sign there, and that was the reason he killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Does that make any sense? Well, of course, nothing about it makes sense, actually. It was a government coup d'etat. We've covered this many times. It was done by the CIA. How do we know it? Because, of course, our friend Daniel Marvin, when he went to assassin school, was told by the CIA agents how they worked, of course, to kill the president. They were working, of course, with the mafia, Sam Giancano. And, of course, if you doubt that, you need to get the book by Sam's brother, Chuck Giancano, Double Cross. And, of course, he will tell you how Sam Giancana worked with the CIA to kill President Kennedy. The book is called Double Cross. Why? Because then the CIA killed Sam Giancana. It's very simple. Some people you just can't trust. And at least Sam Giancana had a certain integrity about him, you know. But of course, the CIA had no integrity at all. And they killed the man who was working with them to kill the President of the United States. But Jack Kennedy wanted the silver-backed currency. Little by little bit, they've actually taken us off. Until today, we have absolutely nothing behind our currency. And it is totally worthless. Remember, of course, we hear the story about how Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple. The only time Jesus, to my knowledge, ever showed anger or hostility was towards the prototype bankers of that era. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the ones we have today are far more evil and organized throughout the world to bring a one-world government under the leadership of the Antichrist. And when you understand this move towards globalism and one world government, why, remember, there's to be a leader, and that is the Antichrist. Certainly, as there is a Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, there's an unholy Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet. Pastor David, would you go right ahead?
Mm-hmm. And indeed, I wonder why there isn't more. I've preached a number of times on why the Federal Reserve is a criminal organization of thieves, and I wonder why it's not more preached from the pulpits of America. Are pastors afraid to declare what Jesus clearly did in his day? So this issuing of paper currency backed by nothing, states are prohibited from not only doing it, but receiving such fraudulent paper in payment for debts owed to them. We could turn it around if we persuaded enough state legislators that said, hey, in our state, we're going to obey the Constitution. We took an oath before Almighty God to obey the Constitution. What the federal government does, that's another thing. But here in our state, we're going to do the right thing. That's the third thing states are prohibited from doing. The fourth is that states agree that they will not pass bills of attainder. Talked about this when we talked about Article 1, Section 9. Bill of attainder is basically the legislative body acting as if it were the court. That is, it will hear evidence and bring in witnesses and do an investigation. It acts as the judge. It acts as the jury, in a sense, of, you know, acts as the executioner deciding what the penalty is going to be and so on. This is not the role of the legislature. That's the role of the judiciary. And as our founders knew, you need to keep a hard line separating the three branches of government. One branch is not to do the work of another branch. So except in the cases of impeachment, as to which the House draws up articles of impeachment, the trial takes place in the Senate to determine guilt or innocence for each of those articles, except in the cases of impeachment, the legislative branch is not to pass bills of attainder. That is, they are not to act as a judicial system. This is true on the federal level. It is also being stated here that the state legislatures must not pass bills of attainder. The fifth follows that immediately, that the state legislatures also agree that they will not pass any ex post facto law. That's a law that basically, once it's passed, is retroactive. It says, you know, a year ago this was not a crime to commit, but we've just made it a crime to commit not just today, we've made it a crime to commit a year ago, and we're going to start prosecuting people who, when they did the act, it was not against the law, but we just made it against the law. And that's obviously a crooked and unjust system when the legislature passes ex post facto laws.
Hold that thought, David. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call if you have a question for Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%.
However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, our guest, Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution, and he's telling us, of course, some very, very special cases that before the Supreme Court that were utilized to change this restriction on the power of the federal government and allow it to be able to expand its power at the expense of the states. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, even by the time of the Great Depression, they had already planted their people in the Supreme Court to carry out the biddings of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, it was this small group of people, predominantly Masons, who between 1941 and 1971 controlled the United States Supreme Court, who took God and prayer and eventually led to the taking of the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible. Well, David, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number out. Tell people how they get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can get certainly a kit so they can begin to teach the Constitution, how they can certainly take the course themselves on the Internet, and why it is so vitally important that individual people take the initiative and certainly begin teaching the Constitution to their friends and to their relatives and to their neighbors. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sanders. We know that many people, when they contemplate the idea of teaching the Constitution, kind of frightening idea, wow, I have to go to law school. No, you don't. No, we've put together a host kit with 12 lectures, and actually we've done a brand new host kit just recently published and updated, I give a couple of the lectures. Michael Peruca gives the majority of the lectures in this new host kit, 12 lectures that give people a background understanding of the worldview of law and government of our founders, which is an amazing thing to study because you discover they had a biblical view of law and government in structuring our constitutional republic. And then beyond just understanding their worldview and understanding what they understood, law comes from God and all those essential elements, then we walk through develop a working knowledge of the founding documents, working knowledge of the Declaration of Independence, then of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights following that, as well as the subsequent amendments, and then ask the question, how did we get in the mess we're in? How did we get from the founder's view and the founder's structure to where we're at today? And then a final lecture on what is the path back to restore this constitutional republic. This entire host kit is designed as a turnkey kit. All the videos are in the kit, the student manual that each student we encourage to get a copy of so that they can follow along in the details of each lecture. There's supplemental readings in that student manual. The host has the host manual with all the answers to the lecture questions, test questions that are at the end of each lecture. And this entire host kit, we encourage people to get that, start a class in your community. Obtain it either by calling us at Institute on the Constitution, and our toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or people can look us up on our website. Our website is very simple, one word, The American View, all one word, TheAmericanView.com. And you open the front page there, there's a button, a big button that says, get a host kit. And also, one of the options we have now is that you can take the entire course online. All the same videos, all the same student materials, and the tests. You can take the tests online. Everything that you would get in the host kit, you can take as an online course. And the information of how to sign up for that online course and begin studying it in your own home at your computer, at your convenience, is available there on the website to get started doing that. And we're encouraged, Dr. Sand, as people around the country right now especially are preparing for this fall. People are not prepared to vote properly in November unless they have studied the Constitution, unless they know the standard by which to ask the question, wait a minute, I hear this candidate promising X, Y, and Z. Well, wait a minute, can he legitimately constitutionally do X, Y, and Z as president or not? So unless you know the standard, unless you know our Constitution, you don't know really how to evaluate the candidates running for office as to whether they are worthy of your precious vote or not. And so we have a great number of people around the country gearing up for this fall, getting a host kit. We encourage you to get it ahead of time and view it yourself, then conduct your class. And I think you'll find a great number of people in your community who are interested in studying the Constitution. Many people I've talked to say, I know something is wrong with America. Something is rotten. This system is definitely broken. And they've got maybe ideas of their own. But when we say, well, maybe it's the Constitution, they say, I think you might be right. And they ask, have you read the Constitution? Some say yes, some say no. But when I usually ask, have you ever studied the Constitution? Most say, no, I haven't ever sat down and studied the Constitution.
In fact, they don't even teach it. They do not even teach the Constitution in law schools across America because they don't want the lawyers to understand it. And certainly no person should run for public office unless they are able to pass the test, saying they understand the Constitution. And, of course, the miracle of America was that liberty and limited government were to be synonymous, and a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. Let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. A little while ago, the pastor was talking about the importance of the separation of powers.
And that's right. That's exactly right. Go ahead.
And I've noticed that with each succeeding president, the Supreme Court becomes more and more of a political football. They nominate those people based on their ideology more than their ability in judicial prudence.
And that, of course, is frightening because, of course, what it means is we're not going to get judges who are interested in justice. We're getting
Here's my question. I'd like to know if the pastor agrees that the nomination of those justices should not be in the hands of the executive branch. There's supposed to be a separation of powers. I know the founders discussed this problem and decided to go the way they went. But I think it was very unfortunate.
Well, where would you get the judges from if not done by the...
I would get suggestions from a disinterested group, and I'd put a bunch of names in a hat of qualified people, and I'd just draw them out.
But all right, fine. Well, of course, then you let's get David's response to that because I think it's a legitimate problem.
It is.
But the question is, what is the solution? David, how would you certainly address John's very legitimate question? Because our Supreme Court justices are picked not because, of course, of their expertise in the law or because they want to do what's right and just according to our Constitution. So many of them are selected because, of course, they're politically reliable. And here we're once again getting away from the basic spirit of our Constitution. How would you address John?
Indeed, I'd say you have identified a problem in how our founders framed it. But the problem, I think, is less the process, which you're saying if we adopted a new process. And to do that, of course, constitutionally, we would have to amend the Constitution, say the executive branch doesn't have any input and so on. But I think the process, there was wisdom in it saying there needs to be a check between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and the choice was to say it's going to be the Senate in the legislative branch, not the House and the Senate, or just the House. It's going to be the Senate that reviews them. If we had Senate...
You're not very loud. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay, fine. Maybe you'd like to listen to it on the radio. But
I have another thing to say.
Well, I'm sorry, John, but you keep interrupting, and certainly Go ahead, but try to address John's concern, because I think it's a legitimate one, but I'm not sure. What we need are moral people in positions of power in the executive branch of government, but it is not simply the president selects the
right.
Supreme Court justices. They have to be then confirmed by the Senate.
And so you need both. You,
you need
the
moral
senators.
People in both the presidency and in the Senate. That's the big problem today.
Right, and the senators... We need to have senators who know what the Constitution says according to our founders and who ask constitutional questions of those who are being considered for the Supreme Court. The other thing we need, the final check, is that we need impeachment. Impeachment of Supreme Court justices when they talk about international law, like Ginsburg and others have talked about, they need to be immediately impeached when they do things that are violative of the Constitution, like Roe v. Wade. All of those justices need to be impeached, and that is the House's responsibility to draw up articles of impeachment against Supreme Court justices when they violate the Constitution, and the Senate to put them on trial and remove them. So the brokenness, we could talk about amending the Constitution and finding a different process altogether or put names in a hat. I'm not so certain that the process is the problem. It's the people that we have in the Senate and the people that we have in the White House and the where that problem comes directly back to the voter. Why do voters elect somebody or vote for somebody who is clearly unconstitutional? I challenged people in the last presidential campaign. Why are you voting for McCain? McCain has promised you that he's going to violate his oath of office if he wins the presidency. He's already promised he'll do that. Just listen to his campaign promises. Why do you bother voting for him? Why do you vote for a senator who is known, their known history is to violate the Constitution? You ask them constitutional questions, they get the wrong answer, don't vote for them. We need to restore the republic, but it's got to start at the grassroots. We just can't say it's all, you know, the executive branch or all the... No, it starts with the electorate who are ignorant of the Constitution, or if they do know the Constitution, often are unwilling to act constitutionally when they go into the voting booth. They instead default to, let's vote for the lesser of two evils. No, lesser of two evils is still evil. Vote constitutionally. And that's our goal at the Institute on the Constitution, to reach millions of Americans with the message of what our founders designed for the Constitution was. And our prayer is that when they finish our course, they'll come out of the course with a commitment to vote constitutionally. And if we have millions upon millions of Americans voting constitutionally, we'll get rid of the unconstitutional senators and House of Representatives and presidents and Supreme Court justices, because they'll be impeached. I tell people, when you're talking to a congressman and he wants your vote, you need to ask him one very important question. If you go to Washington, D.C., sir or ma'am, do you have a list of people you intend to impeach? And they usually look at you with a stark, like deer in the headlights, look, what? I don't intend to go impeach anybody. Then you don't know your job, Mr. or Mrs. You don't know what it's about, and you don't know what we are entrusting you to do is to go to Washington, D.C. and get rid of the garbage. All of the unconstitutional Supreme Court justices, if the president is unconstitutional, if anybody under the president in all the executive branches is unconstitutional, you need to impeach every single one of them. Department of the Treasury, you know, on and on the list goes. You should have a long list of people you plan to go to Washington, D.C., and impeach, but often they are not willing to even breathe that idea. I talked to my congressman about this. Well, I wouldn't bother to impeach Obama because it would never go anywhere. We don't care whether it goes anywhere. It's your duty to impeach him, and if you're not willing to do your duty, we need to replace you with somebody who will do their duty and will obey the oath of office they've taken before Almighty God.
Well, I think it's important that we recognize that John's point, John wants to change the means by which he selects our Supreme Court justices, and I would like to suggest that basically what we do not need to is simply put names in a hat and draw them out. What we need are moral people in the position of president, and then we need moral people in the Senate, who, of course, will evaluate that. Well, let's go to Jack. And Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, Dr. Stan. Two quickies. Bearing in mind the intelligence and vision of our founding fathers, Pastor Whitney, why wouldn't they have envisioned a last resort process whereby when the Congress and the President and the judiciary fail to do what's obviously, you know, in the best interest of the American people, then there should be some recourse for the American people, whether it's common law, grand jury.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about our founding fathers, and then you're talking about recourse for the American people. Let's just simply get David's response to
that. Thank you, Jack. That's an excellent question. And they did establish the process. If you read Federalist Paper number 45, particularly the last three paragraphs, Federalist 45, they talk about the fact that the federal government is supposed to have very few, very limited, very defined powers. The state governments, by contrast, have wide-ranging powers, and they realize that you don't want a monopoly of government. You want Washington, D.C. to do only those things that are absolutely essential that a centralized government has to do, like declaring war and making peace treaties and entering into alliances regarding trade agreements and those sort of things. Everything else should be done by the state governments, because if you don't like your state government, you can vote with your feet and move to another state. The reliance upon the states and even on the counties to counteract tyranny at the federal level was the system our founders put in place, that if the federal judiciary and the federal executive and the federal legislative branch all coalesce together to become tyrants, the answer is the states are supposed to break that tyranny, resist that tyranny by three means. The first means is nullification. So the Congress passes a bill, they pass it to the Senate, the Senate says, we're going to pass it, and they pass it on to the executive. We say the executive signs it into law, but we know it's not really law until the Supreme Court signs off on it and says, oh, yeah, that's law. Obamacare is a perfect example. Now the Supreme Court has signed off and said, oh, yeah, Obamacare is law. It's constitutional.
But basically, of course, it's law because it's a tax. And yet, of course, Obama specifically said it wasn't a tax. In fact, nobody even brought that argument up before the Supreme Court. And the Chief Justice, Justice Roberts, created that as an excuse because, of course, somebody had either threatened him or twisted his arm. Had nothing to do with the discussion. Jack, we got to let you go. We got another caller. Let's go to Mike calling from Michigan. Hi, Mike. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, a couple of them. You guys are just beautiful. I love you guys. A couple things here. We used to have pirates off the coast back in the old days when they were making the Constitution. Now we got them working in the government. So they just changed from where they operate at, basically. But I was reading, I believe in Jeremiah, the Bible, and I was reading Jeremiah. It was talking about God got tired of them repenting for keep doing everything that they're not supposed to be doing, and then he was going to pour out a famine on them, and he wasn't going to turn from it, and then they were going to be serving their enemies, maybe China or something like that. So basically, you turn your back on God, and you're going to get it.
Mike, very well, the Bible is our guide to understanding what happened in the past, and of course our warning about what's going to happen in the future. And right now we're talking about major famines in America and throughout the world, and I believe, of course, God is going to bring his judgment on America, because America is turned against God. And we're no longer righteous people. Hey, we're out of time, Mike. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help us, we'd sure appreciate hearing from you. Basically, of course, we have programs, certainly 5 hours every day, and that we have our weekend program, but of course, they're expensive, and right now, I'm talking to other people doing radio. Everybody's having financial difficulties, and certainly we are as well. If you're in a position to help, why, please join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, we'd be glad to carry advertisements. And combination of gifts and donations and Tape of the Month Club and advertisers, we're able to maintain our network of stations all across America, all across the world. In fact, I got a call just this evening from some fellow down in Puerto Rico who listens to our programs regularly, pulls them down off the internet. Incidentally, our programs are archived at the internet at my website, radioliberty.com. Some people have told me they're having difficulty getting the programs on Genesis. If you are, you can listen to our programs at radioliberty.com. If you're having trouble with Genesis, please let me know, and we'll try to get that straightened out. But then, of course, we hope that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to understand the spiritual nature of what's going on. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret. They're two separate talks. We have a DVD on the case for a satanic conspiracy. We have a DVD entitled The Population Control Agenda. Or Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. These are important sources of information. But if you go to our website and look at the books we have, and you want to know about education, you want to know about medicine, if they're poisoning us, they're poisoning our children. If you doubt that, you need, of course, to get the great DVD by Rosalind Peterson. It's called Geoengineering. Geoengineering. They're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the soil, they're poisoning the air with aluminum, part of the geoengineering program that's going on. We call them chemtrails, contrails. It doesn't matter what you call them. They are intentionally poisoning us. They're poisoning our children, certainly, with aspartame. And we have a great DVD. It's called Aspartame by Betty Martini. Do you realize that they've just, the FDA has just recently said that bisphenol is not safe? Bisphenol, we find it in all hardened plastic products. And they've simply just recently taken it out of the baby bottles. We've been giving our little baby boys large doses of estrogen on a regular basis. They've known what they've done. They've only, of course, passed legislation, edicts to take the bisphenol out of the plastics in baby bottles, but they leave it in all sorts of other products we're giving to our children, and they're destroying the lives of our children. Because there are people working at the FDA and the CDC and the U.S. Public Health Service who are intentionally poisoning our children. They're poisoning with vaccines. Basically, one in nine children has asthma, one in 11 children, the 12 children has severe allergies or autoimmune disease, one in six children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality of one sort or another, one in about 55 to 60 boys has autism, their lives are destroyed, and you do not see this, you almost never see it, and the children are not vaccinated, and they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And a friend of mine, Mark Geyer, actually got through the CDC database and found out that the incidence of autism and other neurological diseases was 27 times more of the study frequent in children who got mercury in their vaccines than children who did not. I mean, the studies were all there. They were done by Kaiser. And, of course, when they brought this out, what happened? Well, first the CDC destroyed the database. And then they went after Dr. Geyer and they pulled his medical license for another unrelated issue. But it's all anybody who speaks out in favor of children and trying to save their lives from being destroyed will be destroyed themselves. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to hear my talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America. The story of vaccines. And then please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lauren Davis. Now, Lauren has been over in the Africa, I think over 24 years of ministering to the population there. And basically, he will give sometimes have crusades where hundreds of thousands of people come and thousands accept the Lord. I mean, there's a great movement of the Lord over there in Sydney and in Africa. You're not hearing about it. But there's, of course, others over there coming from America who are bringing a different gospel. They're the followers of Rick Warren and the more or less progressive people. Remember, Time magazine appointed Rick Warren America's pastor. Yes, sir. When Billy Graham was gone, Rick Warren, who has a different Bible, who has a different approach, who has a different goal, for Christianity. It certainly has people over there in Africa pushing a different gospel. And certainly not going into the basic fundamentals of Christianity. And But Lauren's over there, of course, trying to hold to our traditional beliefs in Christianity. And God is moving, and he's moving mightily in Africa. Now, fortunately, every time Lauren comes home, and he comes home, I guess, about once a year, and we try to get him on our programs and he's already been on our programs, well, for all of our programs, the three programs with one message. And now, of course, we're going to have him on again for a series. And before he goes back, Lauren, when do you go back to Africa?
Well, we go back in about a week.
Okay, fine. Well, it's so good to have you with us. And you pick up the story and tell our listeners what's happening in Africa, about the efforts, of course, that to undermine what you're trying to do over there, and how you see many of these same influences right here in the United States. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be with you tonight. And we started our missionary evangelism work in Africa, well, about 24 years ago, as you mentioned. One of the things that I first realized after we were getting big harvest of souls, people were hungry for God, turning to the Lord, crying out to the Lord. But I found out that that most of the pastors that we were working with, that they were preaching another gospel than what I was preaching. The main thing that they were preaching is the prosperity gospel. And, you know, and they were telling them how to get rich quick and virtually nothing about salvation, virtually nothing about heaven, about eternal life. And so I realized that if we were going to keep these people really to be true Christians to make heaven, that I would have to start dealing with these issues with the pastors. And what is happening in Africa, like I have said before, they say Africa, Christianity is about 1,000 miles wide and an inch thick. But the type of Christianity that has evolved in Africa has been exported from the U.S. Now, we know there were many wonderful Christian missionaries who came over there, and they taught the solid gospel and things. But there's been a new type of missionary that has come over in recent years that is preaching a different gospel. They still call themselves Christians, but they're preaching a different gospel than the Bible. And it's coming from the U.S., it's coming from the U.K., and other countries that in the past considered themselves Christians. You know, first of all, I would like to say that the United States was founded on Christianity. It was founded on the Bible. It was founded on the Ten Commandments and the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and also a morality and character.
Hold that thought, Lauren. We'll be back in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, the Christianity that was here when I was growing up, so much of it has changed in the intervening years. So much of it has changed.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan and Lauren is simply talking about a movement in America. It's called the Apostolic Movement. It's got about 500 people in it, and they call themselves, they are apostles. They're headed by Peter Wagner, Fuller Theological Seminary, and they've appointed themselves as apostles, appointed by God to change the teachings of the church. And basically, of course, they're influencing all sorts of ministers across America. They call this the Apostolic Movement in America today. And they tell us that they have been chosen by God to lead us in these difficult times that are coming down the line. And the average individual doesn't understand that their minister may well have been taken in by this Apostolic Movement, but there are about 500 of them. They're changing the music, the message of the church. Their job is to saying, God has told us to change the message of Christianity, and I don't believe that for one minute. I believe this comes right out of the pit of hell. And yet some of the major Christian leaders today go right ahead.
Yes, but it's Lauren Davis at laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. You know, they talk of that apostolic succession, but if you look in the Bible, there's no place in the Word of God where the Bible talks about apostolic succession. The Bible says there are New Testament apostles, 1 Corinthians 12. But the apostles today, they're not appointed by men, and they are not the same as the 12 apostles. And the difference, big difference is the 12 apostles are the ones who gave us the New Testament, the Bible. They say they have the apostolic anointing of the Holy Ghost, and they always refer to the Holy Ghost and they misuse the Holy Ghost. But they say they are like the New Testament apostles. And in fact, they say they are superior to the Apostle Paul, to David, to the Apostle Peter, James, and John, because of this new wave of the Holy Ghost that is coming to them. But this is not true. The Bible talks of the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21, verse 14. It says, in the New Jerusalem, it has 12 foundations, and in them are the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. There's not 500 names in it. These names are coming. It's the 12 original apostles, but they want to put themselves equal with those who gave us the Bible. But now these men say they are the foundation of the modern-day church. And they use Ephesians 2:20, says the church was built on the foundation of the apostles. But they misuse that scripture because the foundation the church is built on is the New Testament that the apostles gave under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. But now they say the new apostles, the new prophets, are the foundation of the church today. These men, not the Bible. This is not true. Jesus is the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. Peter said of Jesus, he said, thou art the Christ. And Jesus said on this rock, it's not on the rock of Peter, but on the rock of who he is, the Christ, I will build my church. And so Peter was not the rock the church is built on. It is Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. The new apostles and prophets, they see themselves as the guardians of apostolic truth. But this is not true. the Bible is the guardian of truth. They say they are the greatest generation of apostles and prophets who ever lived. They are greater than the original 12 apostles. They say nobody compares to them. No prophet in the past or apostle compares to them. But the Bible says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And Jesus said in Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus said, learn of me, I'm meek and lowly. But these men are haughty, and they're full of pride, and saying, we are the ones, look to us. So they're not having people look to Jesus, they say, look to us. But if you look at this and think about it, the great spiritual leaders of the past, like John Wesley, Martin Luther, so on and so forth, they never called themselves apostles. They never gave themselves big titles. They were meek, but they spoke the word of God. They stood for biblical truth, and they turned the world upside down. They were meek men, not like these new apostles today. Today, there's very little attention given to the evangelist, the pastor, or the teacher. It's like if you're not an apostle or a prophet, you are nothing. And it describes them, Jesus describes them very well in Luke 20, verse 46. He says, beware of the scribes. They desire to walk with long robes. They love the greetings in the synagogues, the chief rooms at the feast, but they devour the widow's houses. And for a show, they make long prayers. Jesus said they will have the greater damnation. So these men come. Jesus said they would come to make a big religious show, but they're just hypocrites is what he called them. You know, these self-appointed prophets and apostles, they use great titles. They say, we have the Elijah's mantle. But have any of them ever parted the waters? Like Elijah, they say this is the third wave of the Holy Ghost. But many of them who say this do not even believe in the gifts of the Spirit. They're kingdom now, dominionists, who want to subdue the earth, and they're looking at doing so in a political and an economic manner. They talk about the deification of man. In the new apostles, in this apostolic reformation, they're teaching that man is a god. Man is a god. Now, this is coming from some of the biggest religious leaders in the world, most famous in the world. They're on TV. They have big Bible schools. Well, they call them Bible schools. But the teaching that man is a god, that is New Age teaching. That also comes from Hinduism. It comes from the teaching of the Greeks. This is what Hitler taught in Nazism. He told the people, the Germans, you are God. You're greater than everybody else. And so now the teaching, man is a God, it's not exalting Jesus Christ. It's not exalting the Father. It's really humanism. It's exalting man. They look at themselves as the spiritual elite. And they misuse the scriptures and say, oh, they have the spirit without measure. Now, one of the main signs you can tell of these new apostles and new prophets today, they're always saying that God talks to them. They hear the audible voice of God. And even some of them are saying that they see God in person. I want to tell you, that is not in the Bible. You know, we know that God communicated with the prophets in the Old Testament, but I'll get to that in a moment. But the Bible says in John 5, verse 37, speaking of the Father, it says, neither have they heard his voice at any time, Jesus said this, nor seen his shape. So people who say that they have seen God the Father and that they hear God's audible voice, they are lying. Now listen, it was not the Father who was talking to the Old Testament prophets. It was Jesus who is the Word, found in John 1. In Exodus 3, verse 14, and God said to Moses, I am that I am has sent you. And you say, well, that proves that it was the God the Father. Listen, This shows who it is right here. Jesus said in John 8:58, he said, "Verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And so it was Jesus who met Moses. It was Jesus, because he's part of the Trinity. He is eternal like the Father. Someone says, well, what about the voice of heaven that spoke when Jesus was being baptized? And they said in Matthew 3:17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." I want you to think with me a minute. In Matthew 1:18, it says that Mary was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Jesus was conceived in Mary, the Bible says, by the Holy Ghost. So the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased," it must have been the Holy Ghost, because the Bible clearly says no man has heard the Father's voice at any time. Now, another thing that really makes a distinction for you to recognize these people, they see Jesus physically. They see Jesus in person. In fact, Kenneth Hagin, in his book, one of his books, and he said it in his preaching many times, he said he's seen Jesus Christ physically 8 times. He says Jesus came to his bedroom. He sat on his bed. He even saw the indention on this bed where Jesus sat. And he would argue with Jesus about the Bible. Now, can you imagine that? If really Jesus physically was to show up, he's the Word of God, he's God the Son, would you sit there and argue with him? Who do you think you are? And Jesus said, related to this, in Matthew 24, verse 26, if they say he, referring to Christ, is in the desert, he says, go not. If they say he, the Christ, is in the secret place.
Hold that thought, Lauren. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay.
Oh, no, go right ahead. We got one more minute. Go ahead.
He said, if they say he's in the secret place, which would be a bedroom, he said, believe it not. Yet Hagin says Jesus physically came into his bedroom. In Matthew 24, they say, if anyone says Christ is here and Christ is there, believe it not. But these men are defying the very words of Jesus Christ. They say they are having an experience that Jesus said is not going to happen. And he said not to believe it when men say that. But that gives these men, before the masses, credibility. And they believe anything they say, even when it disagrees with the Bible. They say sometimes this new apostles and prophets, God bypasses the mind. They say you don't need to understand. But in Matthew 22, verse 37.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Apostate leaders or apostasy leaders, or I call them apostate leaders, but they claim that they are the true apostles, and there are about 500 of them. They've appointed themselves. Many of them say that they actually have had Jesus come to visit them. Now, people may have visions occasionally of Jesus, but to actually say Jesus has come to visit them and they've argued with Jesus about various aspects of Christianity, what sort of people are they? Well, apparently they have tremendous influence in the new Christian church and this new movement that's sweeping across Christianity in America and certainly in Africa today. Go right ahead, Lord.
Yes. So when they, you know, really they're saying they have this authority by the Holy Ghost. They're literally separating the Holy Ghost from the Bible. Really, this comes from the old Gnosticism. It was pagan Gnosticism, but came inside Christianity. Gnosis means higher knowledge. And also, we know the Masons, they talk of illumination, and the Illuminati, the illumination. And in the faith movement, they call it Rhema work. Well, I do believe that God can give us revelation, and he does. But the problem that I have with them in this is they will take the Bible, the logos of the Word of God, and Rhema, and they put Rhema above the logos. They put Rhema above the Bible, and they have Rhema, their revelation, judge the Bible. Dr. Stan, I've heard many of them get up and teach and say, open the Bible, and say, you know, this is translated wrong. The Holy Ghost told me it should have said this, and it should have said that. And so this is the higher knowledge. It's paganism. It's illumination from the Masons, and coming the faith movement. It's coming Pentecost. It's coming many realms, and where their word is higher than the scriptures themselves. And what's happened? Why Christianity is broken down? It's come broken down also in the seminary, and in so many of the Bible schools. Some of the biggest critics of the Bible are found in seminaries and Bible schools. I know I have been in classes like textual criticism, etc., the introduction to the New Testament. They will go through there training young men to be preachers of the Word. I've sat in those classes. and they picked the Bible to pieces, and they said, this part of the Bible is not true. That part of the Bible is not true. And so literally, many of the books that are given to the new pastors to be in seminaries, they're written by agnostics, by Rudolf Bultmann, they're by even atheists themselves. My God, how can you have atheists and agnostics furnishing the textbook in the name of being Bible scholars? They're not Bible scholars. They are enemies of the Bible. And so when the pastor goes out, he's preaching, not the Bible. I call these anti-Bible schools. He is destroying the Word of God from the pulpit.
So, but I think what people have to understand is that they've actually infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Protestant and Catholic. And, of course, we see the tragic things that are happening in the Catholic Church today, and certainly homosexuals and pedophiles at the highest levels of the Catholic faith, but we have the same problems within the Protestant faith. And you do that by changing the teaching. And that's why they get into our universities, so they can change what's taught in our universities. So they've gotten into the biblical seminaries, and they've changed the teaching there. They know exactly what they're doing. But the average Christian can't believe anything could be this diabolical. Unfortunately, it is. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Loren Davis at LorenDavis.com, LorenDavis.com. You know, they say that their prophecies that they give, and they're heavy on giving personal prophecy, they say this is equal to the authority of the Scriptures. But in Deuteronomy 18, verses 20 to 22, it says if a prophet prophesies falsely, he is to be put to death. But these men, they do not want their prophecies to ever be judged. They said, I'm a prophet. You cannot question what I say, or the wrath of God will come upon you. But the Bible says that you prophesy and two or three judge, or two or three prophesy and the other judge. So the Bible says we are to judge prophecies. I know today we're taught not to judge, but there's so much in the Bible that teaches us to judge. It's misinterpreting the Bible. Even trying the spirit is judging. The discerning of spirit is judging. If a person doesn't judge what's right and wrong, he'll follow after anything. But now, these men say their words are equal to Scripture. So when they speak, you are literally hearing, in their opinion, the Word of God. And many people believe that. In Tommy Tenney's book, The God Chasers, that sold millions, he said, we don't want to just study from the moldy pages of what God has done in the past.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Lawrence just quoting from many of the books written by these new apostles that are very, very critical of the Bible, and they called it the moldy old pages of the Bible, and of course it represents yesterday's manna, which of course is stale. But now, of course, they have this wonderful new message, and it's given to them by the Holy Ghost. And how do they know? Why, they are the leaders of this new apostolic movement in America and throughout the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble because you see what's happening to our country. You look at the politicians we have in Washington, D.C. Most of them have no religious foundation. They're totally pragmatic. They'll do whatever they need to get money. And we've lost the idealism and certainly the foundation upon which our nation was created. And that was on basic belief in Christianity and the teachings of the Bible. And our founding fathers, whether they were Christians or not, most of them were, but even those who weren't, recognized that you had to have this faith in God or there could be no stability in society. And they all looked to God for guidance, even if they weren't necessarily Christians, although the vast majority were. Well, our guest is Lauren Davis. And, of course, Lauren, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and certainly follow what you are doing over there in Africa. Go right ahead.
Yes. You can go to our website, laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N-Davis.com. You can see our crusades. Some of them have had hundreds of thousands in attendance. A lot of our articles there, I think it will be a great inspiration to you, see of our work in Africa. Our email address is laurendavisministries@hotmail.com. LorenDavis.com is the website. Shall I continue?
You go right ahead, please.
Yes. When these men are talking, they say, really, they are referring to themselves that the Bible is an open canon, that they are speaking the very word of God from the mouth of Jesus himself, from the mouth of God himself. So when you hear them speak, some of them say, when you hear me speak, you hear Jesus. When you hear me speak, you hear God speak. When you see me, you see Jesus. When you see me, you see God. Well, I am not God, and I am not Jesus. I'm a servant of God, and I speak his word when I preach the Bible. But these men will not allow their doctrines to be judged. They're too super spiritual. If you judge them, they say you have the Jezebel spirit, the Judas spirit. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:29, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. Now, another landmark that shows these new apostles and prophets is many of them are saying that they have literally, physically gone to heaven. Now, I believe people can have dreams and visions of heaven, but some of them are saying they have been to heaven. One of them is Jesse Duplantis himself. But what does the Bible say about this? What did Jesus say about someone on earth going to heaven and staying here? Now, we know when we die, we will go to heaven. But someone who's on earth now and then comes back. John 3:13. Jesus said, not Lauren Davis, no man hath ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. So Jesus said, no man has ascended physically to heaven. So anybody who says that is not telling the truth. Either they're confused or they are lying. Now, there's a big movement today where people are saying in their prayer time, they go direct to the Father. You know, they don't have time for Jesus. They go direct to the throne room to worship Father God. Well, the Bible says, no man comes to the Father but by me. It's impossible to get to the Father God except through Jesus. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. But by saying we go direct to the Father, this is helping to bring about this one world religion, this interfaith religion, where the Muslims can accept it, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and everybody, because Jesus is moved out of the way. Now they are saying the end time church is literally the fullness of Christ. And they said that the church, and Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland, and I know this by personally reading their works, listening to their tape, they say that we are the incarnation of God as much as Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, the incarnation means God manifest in the flesh, God in the flesh. It is not true that we are as much an incarnation of God as Jesus Christ. It is not true. Otherwise, why would you call Jesus Christ Lord? In 1 Timothy 3:16, it speaks of Jesus. He was God manifest in the flesh. But Kenneth Copeland has said that Adam in the garden was God manifest in the flesh. And he said, don't tell me you have Jesus. Benny Hinn said this. You are everything he was, everything he is, and everything he shall ever be. Well, are you the Savior? Are you the Redeemer? Are you the Lord? Are you King of Kings? It is not. It's taking in the name of the Holy Ghost and perverting the Word of God and now putting the church in Christ's place. That's what even Rick Warren is doing in his teachings on church growth. He's taking and putting the church. The church is the Savior. And Dr. Stan, I believe that's one thing where the Catholic Church has gone wrong, where they put the church as the Savior. I'm not against church if it stands on the Bible. But, my friend, the church did not die for your sins. The church did not shed its blood for your sins. The church is not our Savior. Jesus is the Savior. And they say, well, you know, we're part of the body of Christ. Well, you know, if the church now is the head, and the church is the Savior, that means that Jesus is no longer the head. And anything without a head is lifeless and is dead, and there's no brain. And that's exactly what has happened to much of the church today. Now, theologically, the kingdom, the new apostles and the new prophets, they believe in kingdom now and dominionism. They distort Bible prophecy. And what they say regarding to that and their dominion theology is that the church in modern society will have dominion over every area of life, over people's individuals' life, over the governments of the nations, over business. So it is literally a dictatorship that they are talking about, and they will be the head of it in charge, running everybody's life. The Kingdom Now teaching do not believe that there is a rapture. They're against the rapture. And what is the rapture is, although that word is not in the Bible, it means the catching up of the saints. So they don't believe 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 to 17. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, voice of an archangel, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. They do not believe these scriptures. And so many people, they find scriptures that they'll agree with, then other scriptures they don't agree with. And so it's confusing. They'll quote one part of the Bible, but then they don't believe another part. Now, it's extremely important, your eschatology, what you believe about end-time prophecy. Because those who believe this kingdom teaching, this kingdom now, this dominionism, they believe that we're going to be here throughout the millennium. Or we'll be here through the Great Tribulation and the millennium, and Jesus will come at the end of the millennium. And so the signs of the coming of the Lord that Jesus gave us, there'll be war in many places, famines, earthquakes. pestilence, Israel becoming a nation again. People ignore those signs because they do not believe in the rapture. They don't believe that Jesus is coming back, like 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17 says. Also, they are teaching the world is going to get better and better. And that is the exact same thing that the New Age is teaching, and also many governments are teaching, that with this global government, this new one-world government that is devoid of Christianity, devoid of Christ, it is going to save the world. But the Bible tells us in the last days, it's not going to get better and better. It's going to get worse and worse. And he said if those days were not shortened, no one would even survive that time. And so they totally disagree with the Bible. Now, they believe in this post-millennialism. Now, the millennium is the thousand-year reign of Christ. But they believe that Jesus is going to come after that thousand years. And so they, after that, the church, who of course is them, you know, those apostles, Rick Warren is involved with it, C. Peter Wagner, IHOP, with Bickle, Mike Bickle, so many of them are involved in this, that it's the church, them, these new apostles, the Kingdom Now believers, the Dominionists, they are going to establish God's kingdom on the earth. So they substitute the church for Jesus Christ. And now they are teaching, and they believe that they, using their faith, and this through the faith movement, where it comes in, and I believe in faith, and it's without faith you can't believe, please God. But with their, they teach with their faith, we are going to gain dominion over the earth. We're going to subdue the economies of the earth. We're going to subdue the governments of the earth. So everything that the Bible says Jesus is going to do, they say we are going to do it. So they put themselves in Christ's place. But this contradicts the Bible straightforward. In Revelation 20, verse 4, it says they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But like I said, they believe that what's coming out of their mouth is even superior to the Bible. So when they read something in the Bible that they disagree with, they said, I've got a rhema word from the Lord. I've got an illumination from God that that this is translated incorrectly, because we are the ones going to conquer. And after the church has conquered, then at the end of that 1,000 years, we're going to turn the whole world that we have conquered over, the mighty Christians, to Jesus Christ. So now they are making themselves the savior of the world and not Jesus Christ.
I think it's pretty far-fetched, but it's, unfortunately, it's so much of this is being believed today.
Throughout the whole world.
Well, somebody had called in and said to you, what does you think about Thessalonians 2:2? I don't know what Thessalonians 2:2 is. Do you know that phrase?
Well, I don't have my Bible.
Right, fine. Well, then we're just going to have to. We just can't be taking calls that. You go right ahead, because I think what you're saying now, is this having much of an influence over in Africa today, this teaching, this apostolic teaching?
Totally. It has consumed virtually all the churches, and it's coming in so much in the workings of the humanitarian work with Rick Warren. It's coming through TBN that is being broadcast over there. Most all the programs, most of the preachers on TBN and of most what they call Christian TV stations are preaching this now. They're talking about the authority of the believer, not the authority of Jesus Christ. My authority comes when I use the name of Jesus. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. But now, where it's taken people in Africa, and also here, in a massive way, is people are looking to that preacher. They're looking, and they're calling themselves apostles, prophets. They're looking at him as the mediator between them and God. And so that is why so many follow Kenneth Hagin, others follow Rick Warren, others follow Finnehan, others follow this one and that. They are looking at that person as really the Messiah. Finnehan actually said, we are little messiahs on earth. Well, you know what the word Messiah means? It means the Christ. They say, we are the anointed one. Well, the anointed one means the Christ. I have the anointing when Christ is in me, when the Holy Ghost is in me. But I am not the Messiah of the world. I am not the answer to the world. It's the anointed one, Jesus, who lives in me. It's the Holy Spirit that lives in me. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. But what they're doing, they're exalting themselves. And they say, you know, you sow a seed. If you need a healing, sow a seed. God never does anything without a seed. Well, my friend, listen to this. Did Jesus ever tell people to sow a seed before he healed him? Not one time. Healing is not for sale. It is a gift of God. Some of them are saying, do you want your loved ones to be saved? Sow a seed. God doesn't do anything without a seed. But the Bible says we are not redeemed with silver and gold. We are redeemed by the precious blood of a lamb. So they're using, really, the kingdom now, and they want to take dominion, and they use the term, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So they promise people, you give to me, and you're going to get 100-fold. You're going to become very rich, and yet people are getting poorer, they're getting richer. And one Muslim said, I read this, he said, we get most of our converts into Islam from hurt Christians. And so when we get following men and not the Bible and not Jesus Christ, God can use men. But men are not the end in itself. Men can make mistakes. I can make mistakes. But Jesus cannot. And we cannot follow corrupt translations. I recommend the King James. But so many of these translations have been tampered with. Nearly all of them have been tampered with. But we need to look at Jesus. They talk of their kingdom authority. Well, my friends, you know, our authority is the name of Jesus, but they're talking of the kingdom authority on setting up their kingdom on the earth. They're looking at the church setting up on the kingdom on the earth. And this has been done in the past with the Anglican Church, the Church of England, where they said, we are the only church. And so you have to belong to the Anglican Church. Or, actually you would be tortured or even killed. And I think there was a time in the Middle Ages when the Roman Church was the same thing. And even the Anglicans said, you know, they would take and colonize the nation. And they said they did this because they had divine rights. The king had divine rights because the king or queen was head of the church as well as the head of state. My friends, there is only one head of the church. It's not Lauren Davis. It's not any other man. It's not the Pope. It's Jesus Christ is the head of his church. And all of us come under it, and all of us are subject to the Word of God. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and I believe in the unction of the Holy Spirit. But I've got to come and operate under the Word of God, or otherwise, it's me speaking and telling lies to people. So in Africa, Dr. Stan, I'm telling you, there's multitudes of pastors like this.
Hold that thought, and what a tragedy that they're not preaching the real gospel.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is certainly Ben Lauren Davis, and simply pointing out the fact that we need a foundation for our beliefs, and that has to be the Bible, and we cannot just pick and choose what we want to from the Bible. We have to accept it in total or not accept it at all. And basically, if you don't have a foundation for your life, you're going to get into a lot of problems. And we have a lot of people are telling us, oh, you don't have to read the Bible. Just listen to us. We are God's representatives. Well, I'm very, very concerned. This movement is sweeping Africa. It's also here in the United States. God bless you, Lauren, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you before you get back to Africa. If not, may the Lord be with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next year when you get back.
Thank you. Can I give my website again?
One more time, you go right ahead.
It's laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N, Davis.com. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome, and Lauren's doing a wonderful job over there, and if you're in a position to help him, he's well worthy of your help. God bless. Good night. And this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, of course, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'm going to be speaking in Colorado on the 15th of September, if you're in that area. And if you need more information about it, you can call our 800 number, 544-8927. And then, of course, I'm going to be having an all-day conference here on the 21st of October here in the Monterey area. And if you can make that, I think you'll find it fascinating. We've got some great speakers coming. And then, of course, we hope that if you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will help you to understand what Lauren's been talking about. There are demonic forces alive and well in America today. I just got advertisement for a book put up on the New Age, and of course it openly talks about how their God is Lucifer, and how all of his millions of his agents are here in America today. This is a book recently published. They wanted me to actually have one of the authors onto our program. Well, I don't think I will. But you need to know, Lucifer is alive and well, according to them, in America today. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to hear my talks, The Dark Secret, The Forbidden Secret. They're two separate talks, but they come with syllabuses. Or you need, certainly, of course, to get my talk on The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, and my talk on population control, the covert agenda, because, ladies and gentlemen, they're killing people all throughout the world today. They've already killed several million. They kill a million or more every day, and they plan to kill off billions more. This is not imaginary. This is not just a paranoia. This is what's really going on today. How would they kill millions of people? Well, very simply, they're withholding treatments for cancer. If you haven't certainly seen the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, for Cancer, Forbidden Cures, you need to get that. We have all sorts of four tape sets on this subject, but there are treatments, and they've been intentionally withheld from the American people. And then, of course, they put so many things into our food, whether it be the aspartame, the bisphenol, whether they put in the baby bottles. Incidentally, they only within the last few weeks, the FDA has said that we shouldn't put the bisphenol in the baby bottles because it was feminizing our boys. But, of course, it's in all sorts of other products given to our children. They know what they're doing. They're destroying the lives of our children. And certainly they know, certainly the milk that comes from cows that are given recombinant bovine growth hormone, a marked increase, a triple in the increase of cancer of the prostate and cancer of the breast. And they know the carcinogenic effect of fermented soy, and they know the carcinogenic effect of the genetically modified foods and so many of the other things we're getting on a regular basis, the pesticides and the insecticides, and they outlaw the safe pesticides, and they legalize the unsafe ones. Ladies and gentlemen, we're under attack today, and the average person has no knowledge. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.